One of the most valued sitting postures in the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, said to be one of the four most important of all the postures it describes, is Svastikasana. It's valuable for us because it's relatively accessible and it's an ideal meditation posture or a posture for pranayama practice. So the characteristic of Svastikasana is that the ankles are crossed and the foot is against the opposite inner thigh. So we'll start by just placing a foot against the inner thigh and just start with this leg out, if you will. Bring it flat to the floor. And then bring your ankle so that it's in a neutral alignment with the foot at angle. There you go. And then bring the thigh down so that you can place the foot against the inner thigh. This is your bottom foot goes against the inner thigh. And you'll probably instinctively take the easier arrangement. We will do both sides. Then the upper foot goes on the opposite inner thigh, and you bury the foot between the calf and the thigh so that just the big toe or the outer edge of the foot is showing. And then you draw the toes of your bottom foot up between the thigh and the calf so that they actually show. Now, it's important that the ankles be in neutral alignment. So if your ankle is twisted in order to get your foot, the second foot usually on the against the thigh, then it probably isn't the right posture. So you want to work a little bit more with hip, knee, legs, and so on before you work for this pose. But when the ankles are crossed and in neutral and the foot is sandwiched between the calf and the thigh on both sides, it's a very stable, very grounding, very energetically connected, contained, concentrated feeling in the body, and that's what we're after. So in that case, you're able to sit up really tall, and you may still need a prop under the hips. So depending on whether the thighs and the knees are really flat against the floor and your pose is effortless and there's no strain or no effort involved in sitting up tall, you'll want a prop to achieve that experience of being very effortlessly still and perfectly aligned. So with this lock in the legs and the pelvic floor and the lower body and effortlessly supported so that there's no additional unnecessary tension in the pelvis or the groin, the hip flexors. So for meditation, you may choose one side or the other and always, or for the most part, use just that alignment. But in your hatha practice, you'll want to make sure you practice on both sides so that you maintain a balance between the right and left side. Now you may find that one side's a little more difficult than the other. So Stacy had her left foot to the inner thigh, so now on the bottom leg, and now we are putting the right foot on the bottom, and you'll see that she finds this a bit more challenging than this side we started with. So again, pulling the bottom foot up between the calf and the thigh. So you may find that a prop will help not only to get into the pose, but also to make you more comfortable there. So if for any reason your thigh and knee are not feeling supported by the floor, make sure you prop so that the pose becomes more accessible and that you're not feeling any tension in the knee and the thigh. And even if you don't originally, when you first come into the pose, feel that, if you sit for any length of time in meditation, if you're not properly supported by a prop or the floor, that you may find some tension in the joints. So the prop will help if your knee is not down on the floor. And on this side, the stiffer side for Stacy, a prop helps her to be more comfortably in the pose. So sitting erect when the pose is balanced and stable, the mind easily moves inward, and that would be a perfect place for pranayama and meditation.